It was 2014 during my vacation back home when my daughter discovered an atrocious dead bug in her salad. In less than 10 minutes, we were back at the store and I opened the salad container for the clerk. She took my salad and said she would be right back. After some time, another store associate, Laura, walked up to me. No greeting, no smile. She stuck the salad in my face and said, "Where's the bug?" I looked at the salad. The bug was gone. I looked at the clerk and she would not even look at me. Laura had the slightest smirk on her face. And within that slight smirk, it was understood that I had upset the apple cart. Laura was the owner, the clerk, her daughter. "There's no bug. I'm not giving you a refund." Laura had shifted me with those words from customer to con. And maybe it was something she was used to doing to local customers who had extremely limited options. Everybody knew their role, but I, who looked and sounded like just another local, I was the new kid on the block. So I did not get the memo. So Laura and I went back and forth, and I finally told her, "I don't know who you think I am, but I am not leaving this store without a refund." In that moment, Laura realized her dishonesty would not pass. Then it happened. "Everybody be quiet. I need to concentrate." Laura was shouting from behind the counter. She was furious. She was quickly trying to digest the manual on how to do a refund. After this battle, I received my refund. And as I exited the store, I could feel my emotions bubbling. I rushed to the car and burst into tears. I did not feel victorious or proud of getting my $8 back. I was depleted. Inflating myself in that moment just to advocate for truth had shrunk me down. To advocate for my daughter, it had cut me down. I was hurt. Her dishonesty and insultive implications were belittling. You all are getting the short version of this whole debacle, but trust me when I say it was very insultive and just something you don't want to go through in life. And so I'm in the car and I'm like, why am I crying? And my daughter is just like sitting next to me and she is just silent. I'm just like, we're just having this moment like, what just happened, right? And then another associate, a gentleman who was in the store, saw the whole thing. I had actually talked to him just a few minutes earlier. He knew my dad, he knew my family. And he walked up to the car and he said to me, "You did the right thing." And he proceeded to just give me a history, you know, that Laura never gives refunds and he works there part time, you know, just he wants for the locals to have good service because she mishandles them so terribly. But given the absolute horror of interacting with this business, I think anyone could agree and would agree that I would have the right to say Laura was a horrible business owner. She's the villain, the antagonist, the end. But instead, and it was after some time, I reflected on a deeper perspective. What was Laura, the business owner, facing that unwisely garnered treating me, her customer, in such a disrespectful and assaultive manner. And I think Laura was coping. I think Laura wanted to halt the emotional turbulence that's caused by perhaps a widening gap between the vision she had for her business and the reality she was living out as a business owner. Perhaps she found it difficult to make payroll, to reconcile invoices, rent, whatever the contention. She handled those thorns by essentially making her vision smaller, diminishing her expectations for her business. So no refunds, lie if you have to, villainize when necessary, sell compromised food, anything to usher in more of an emotional balance, even if it means you have to lower your standard. This is not the way to keep your customers. For one, Laura transferred all of that emotional tension onto me. No customer deserves that. No customer, client, guest deserves to be cut down because a business does not have its operations in order. No patron should be disrespected because business pressure has choked the humanity out of that business. Miss Customer Loyalty desires to build quality into every layer of a business's operations so that your customers will remain your customers. As an attention intelligence designer, I transform small businesses by fusing their back end and their front end systems so your customers can have a continuous flow of delight. Because the truth is, marketing fads come and go, but one truth will always remain. Human beings have an innate desire to be cared for. This desire is an anchor that will never be raised. This desire is foundational to why MCL exists. Welcome to the house of Miss Customer Loyalty, the house of MCL.